What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays. And boy, do we have an offer for you. All you have to do is deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video, and you will get three free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. That covers everything we have to offer in daily fantasy, season-long, and betting. Plus, new customers start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon deposit. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, because today we are talking Monday Night Football, Eagles and Cowboys.
Big time game in the East. Important teams, certainly going to be an interesting one, and I will give you more credit. Pretty good yesterday for you. Not bad with some of your calls. Cincinnati got it done. Giants hurt. Some other ones were good. The Lions, if you had that money line, thoughts and prayers, because that was a tough way to go down. But you know what? Let's dive into this. We got a lot to talk about. I'm going to lead us off here. I got one prop and I got one side. Okay. I'm going to save the side. I'm going to go to the prop. It's a macro prop. I've been doing it every week. I'm going to continue to do it. It's Jalen Hurts rushing yards. 54.5 is the line on BetMGM. -115 on both sides. I am going over. I've been going over. I'm going to continue to go over. This is a guy that I don't see anytime soon advocating for more pocket passing and less mobility. He has to run. He's an excellent runner. It hasn't even been volume centric. 7 and 10 attempts in his first 2 weeks. I think in some games that might be elevated, and then we're really cruising. But in those games, he eclipsed this number both times pretty easily, actually. If I dig into the numbers here, again, only two games, but 62 and 82 rushing yards. And the thing I want to point out against San Francisco was the 82. I think in games where the Eagles are trailing or they're really hurting, you're going to see Hurts take more upon himself with his mobility. So in a game like tonight, I expect upwards of 10 plus carries, you know, whether they're designed or just the play breaks down. 54.5 is not enough. The books will adjust. They're not adjusting quick enough. One strip of bacon. Hurts has a good game on the ground.
Hopefully those yards translate into touchdowns, because one strip of bacon on the Philadelphia Eagles +150. We're going straight to the money line. I'm not taking the points. Eagles are 21st on offense via PFF, 17th on defense. The Cowboys, meanwhile, 10th on offense, seems oddly low. 27th on defense, seems pretty spot on. It honestly pains me to even pick in this game. These are two of the like five teams I hate the most in sports. I hope they both lose. Honestly, a tie would be perfect for me in this one. Not necessarily from the bet, from just an emotional standpoint. I don't want to cheer for either team. The Eagles have smashed a bad Falcons team, lost to a solid Niners team. Cowboys lost the opener to the Bucks, which a lot of people think they should have won, and then picked up a W last week against the Chargers. On paper, the Cowboys feel like they are the better team with more momentum. But on a play-by-play basis, Football Outsiders DVOA has the Eagles as the better team over the first 2 weeks. I think the Cowboys defense is pretty bad. Losing DeMarcus Lawrence 2 weeks ago is an actual problem for them, and it's not like they were all that great before that. I think the Eagles offense will slowly but surely get a little bit better and a little bit better as Jalen Hurts gets more reps. So in a division matchup like this, I rarely care who's at home or who's on the road. I want to go to the Eagles because I just think they're a better team than the Cowboys. I think the Birds win this one outright.
I'd like to see that. I'm no Cowboys lover, but interesting. I would rather take the money line than the points, unless you can find 3.5. There are some 3.5s out there for Philly. I have no problem with that. I'm going to take your argument and use it for my second pick here. I'm going over 51. Okay. I think that this is a situation. Both these defenses are not good. I think the tempo will be fine so far, and it's very early. I'm not reading much into this, but Dallas has been playing pretty quickly. They've been running a lot of plays, and I think that will continue, not just because they were trailing, you know, against Tampa. I think in a game like this, we could see it getting up and down. You mentioned some of the losses. Those are irreplaceable parts, particularly with Dallas's defense. They're just not good. And then you look at Philly, again, they scored 11 points last week, so that's not good, but they did move the ball between the 20s actually really effectively against the Niners. They just couldn't actually score, and I know that's the name of the game, but I'm a little more encouraged than if they were just, they had no ability to move the ball whatsoever. They will get points, plenty of points against this Cowboys defense. Dak, these receivers, Zeke, Pollard, I think they will put up their fair share. I expect it to get going. Some big plays, maybe some turnovers. Over 51 tonight. A little high scoring game for us on Monday Night Football.
I like it. Eagles, money line, and the over. Jalen Hurts with a couple rushing touchdowns, particularly one big one on like a 60-yard run. You and I are printing money.
We definitely have a good chance to either go, I'd say, 3-0 or 0-3 on these picks. They're pretty correlated, but I like that. I think this all goes to the narrative of what this game could be tonight.
And if we go 0-3, we'll delete the video. Smart. Good luck, everybody. Enjoy yourself. Thank you to BetMGM for being the presenting sponsor on The Breakfast Menu.